January 20, 1912, when love does not obtain the intent with good manners, it tries to obtain it with huffs, with fusses, and even with holy naughtiness. As my always lovable Jesus returned, he continued to make himself seen while clasping hearts, and as souls resisted those squeezes, grace would remain inoperative, and Jesus would take this grace in his hand and bring it to those few who were letting themselves be squeezed. He brought a good part of it also to me. On seeing this, I said to him, "My sweet life, you have been so good with me in letting me share in the grace which others refuse. Yet, I feel no squeezes. On the contrary, I feel so very wide, so much so, that I am unable to see either the width or the height or the depth of the boundaries in which I find myself. And Jesus, my beloved daughter, my squeezes are felt by one who, not letting herself be squeezed thoroughly by me, cannot enter to live in me. But one who lets herself be squeezed by me as I want, already passes to living in me, and by living in me, everything is wideness, constraints no longer exist. All the constraint lasts for as long as the soul has the patience to let herself be squeezed by me, to the point of undoing the human being in order to live in the divine life. But then, as she passes to living in me, I keep her safe. I let her wander throughout my endless boundaries. I no longer need to use bonds. On the contrary, many times I myself have to force her so as to put her out a little, to let her see the evils of the earth, to make her plead with greater yearning for the salvation of my children, and have them spared the deserved chastisements. And she is on tenterhooks, and pushes me for she wants to enter into me, lamenting, saying that the earth is not for her. How many times have I not done this with you? I had to show myself huffy and fussy to make you stay a little bit at your place, otherwise you would not have lasted 1 minute outside of me. My heart knows what I suffered in seeing you outside of me, wriggling about, struggling, crying. While the others did this so as not to be squeezed, you did it so as to live in me. And how many times have you yourself not become huffy and fussy because of this way of mine of operating? Don't you remember that we have also been in a fight? And yes, I remember. The day before yesterday, precisely, I was about to get upset because you put me outside of yourself, and as I saw you crying over the evils of the earth, I cried together with you and the huffiness went away. You are truly naughty, O Jesus. Don't you know that you are naughty, little naughty one? But of love. In order to give love and to receive love, you arrive at naughtiness. Isn't it true, Jesus? After a huff or a fuss that we take with each other, don't we love each other more? And he, certainly, certainly, it is necessary to love to be able to comprehend love. And when love does not obtain the intent with good manners, it tries to obtain it with huffs, with fusses, and even with holy naughtiness.